like, and it's the calculation of school capacity fall 2015. It talked about Eastlake High School, and I show you, Paul helped me with this, classroom type, classroom loading, and it shows me that the capacity, what was built with all those dollars we just looked at, was 2,630 seats. Then we looked at the enrollment in fall 2015, that's the study that we just did, and we used that to allocate seats to the CSD. The CSD did not fund 100% of the school, and we had to find a way to allocate the amount of seat credit they were going to get. So I allocated it based on the amount of total students within the CFP and out of the CFP, just to say that the CFP seats, once they're fully paid for, could get credit for 2,339 of those seats, or close to 90% of the seats at Eastlake, because they did pay for the majority of Eastlake. I know I'm getting a little bit into the weeds. Try to stay with me. I'll try to bring it together at the end. The next slide is, I need to look at state funding. Remember, one of the elements that funded Eastlake was state funding. But nobody paid for it. I mean, I guess we all paid for it. But it wasn't a GO bond. It wasn't developer fees. It wasn't CFD money. And so we had to determine a way to segregate that state money so that the CFDs got a portion of it, got credit for that state money, and the non-CFDs got a portion or credit for that state money. And this is how it was done. So sorry. I show you the percentages. Bond proceeds from CFDs funded 52%, special taxes 8%, interest to state funds 38%, which got us to our 100%. School capacity was 2,630. I just showed you on the previous slide that the allocated seats to the CFD are 2,339, which is 89% of the total seats. So we're proposing to allow the CFDs to get credit, state funding credit, for 90% of those seats. So they pay for a portion and they'll even get more credit because of state funding. So here we go. This is the summary of all of it. Here's the example for high school number 10, Eastlake. There's the column that says bonds. This is the amount of bonds that have been paid. Interest, I'm going to retract that. That is the amount of bond proceeds that have been used to build the school and paid for by the repayment of debt. Interest earnings have been used, clearly. That's why it's under the paid off row. PAYGO has obviously been used. There's the total. The percent is 94%. 6% still remains outstanding. Therefore, of the 239 seats that will eventually be paid for by the CFE, they've already funded 2,200 of them.